So you have a case here that I sent you or you asked about, and it's a patient with lymphadenopathy who had a big tracheal mass. So this mass was pushing on this gentleman's trachea, and he couldn't breathe. I was trying to manage him with albuterol and epinephrine nebulized treatments. I mean, this guy would sit in his steam shower, and he would just tell me that when he described these stories, Dr. Love, I'm telling you, it would create anxiety to me in the clinic. I mean, that's just how awful it seemed. You could hear the stridor in his voice, and there was nothing we could do. He wasn't a candidate for any more radiation. We tried that. He was not a candidate for surgery. And then we treated him with lymphadenopathy, and luckily he was one of these responders who had a dramatic response. I mean, his trachea on the CT scan, which was shifted to the left, completely went back to the midline. And, you know, the guy is still alive today, actually, you know, breathing much better.
He's still on lymphadenopathy?
He's still on lymphadenopathy now. We started at 24 milligrams because we went with the starting dose, like, as it was in the study, but he's been switched down to now, I think, 14 or 10 milligrams because having some difficulty with tolerability, and we've had to take some breaks. But still, nonetheless, he was able to have a very demonstrable response to treatment.
What an incredible story. How long has he been on treatment now?
So probably close to 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, incredible. What tolerability issues did he have with lenvatinib, and what do you see in general with the drug?
Yeah, so he had some issues with hypertension, which, you know, was fairly easy to manage with the right medications. The biggest issue that people run into is the overwhelming feeling of fatigue. They feel run down, they're tired. You know, some of them, you don't get the mouth sores or the hand-foot syndrome like with sorafenib, but just the overwhelming feeling of just being drug out and feeling very tired, the point where they just say, yeah, I need some rest here. And then this gentleman actually, I think, developed a little bit of proteinuria, which prompted us then to stop the drug and to adjust the doses. And that seems to be pretty well resolved. We put him on ACE inhibitor for his blood pressure, and that seemed to help the proteinuria as well. So he continues on the therapy, and he continues to do well. So there are people like that, you know, who do very, very well with this drug.
Are you able to clinically see the difference in response, you know, for example, comparing lenvatinib to sorafenib?
Yes. And I think it's because the response rates are so much higher with lymphadenopathy. So I see people who are short of breath, who their symptoms improve. It's interestingly, too, we're submitting a paper where in older people, elderly people over 65, seem to have a survival benefit, probably because the symptoms they have on top of their comorbidities improve when you give them lymphadenopathy. So the shortness of breath they may have, in addition to their CHF, for example, may improve. And so that can lead to actually a better quality of life and probably, you know, an overall survival benefit.
You were talking before about side effects with sorafenib, and one of the things I've heard about, particularly in patients who've been on it for a while, is kind of this muscle wasting kind of thing. Have you ever seen that? And do you see that also with lenvatinib?
Yeah, it's not a direct muscle wasting. The biggest issue with the sorafenib is more of this hand-foot syndrome, where I had one guy coming in and his hands and feet were so red and the skin was so like exfoliated, where it's like the top layer of his skin and his hands and feet just kind of peeled away because he was afraid to stop the medication because it actually in his situation was working. But yeah, so I think overall, as I alluded to, the fact that these people just kind of become deconditioned because they become so fatigued, which is really a big, you know, lifestyle issue. It's in fact, when people come off of it and they start feeling better, they're like, wow, I just kind of became used to being a new me on the drug. And when they take a break, they realize the degree or the amount of fatigue they experienced and how much of an alteration their lifestyle it really had.